Generally speaking, capital projects have a life outside the yearly ebb and flow of the state budget. The money is set aside by the legislature or by the voters, and projects lurch forward even when it seems imprudent. That's the case with the Catlin Bay Road in Sitka. The project was authorized in a transportation bill in the U.S. Congress 15 years ago. Contrary to some critics, it's not a scheme by Sitka Senator Bert Stedman to build a road to Chatham Strait, even though that idea is still on the statewide transportation improvement plan, also known as the STIP.
They have it on their STIP, the Barron-Farm Springs Road, and it's just a head fake. If they had any interest in it, I could assure you I'd be aware of it sitting in the appropriating body for a decade and a half, and there is none. So I don't think that we will see Eastern connection into Chatham or Northern connection in my lifetime or my child's lifetime.
Alaskan voters in 2012 approved $12.5 million in state transportation bonds to build the 7-mile road connecting Sitka to private land owned by the urban native corporation Sciatica. Senator Stedman scraped together a few million more from excess funds from other projects. Even though it's not crossing the island, he thinks Sitka's first major road extension in 50 years will bring a number of benefits.
The opportunity for the community to enhance some jobs and more economic activity is immense out of the development, depending on what Sciatica wants to do. There's a lot of flat ground in Catlin. We all know we need flat ground, and there's gravel and sand resources, rock resources, recreation. There needs to be quite a bit of restoration into the drainage system. Unfortunately, some of the restoration money that was wrapped up in this project ended up in Nakwasina. And I'm not saying that Nakwasina doesn't have some impairments, which it clearly does, but Catlin's a bigger drainage and it needs a lot of work. So over the next several years, you'll see quite a bit of effort put into trying to bring the drainage of Catlin back to some resemblance of what it was in the 40s and 50s before industrialized logging, along with Nakwasina.
Despite setbacks, including a fatality, the Catlin Bay Road is on schedule to be completed in 2022. Another capital project, again approved by voters a decade ago, remains hotly contested. Senator Stedman, what about the Mount Edgecombe Aquatic Center? It was quite the political ping pong ball in the last session. What's your feeling about it now?
The ping pong game continues. The ball's going to be accelerated, and it's my turn to hit it. And I expect to give them a line drive.
The Mount Edgecombe Aquatic Center opened with a splash in the spring of 2018, 8 years after the state's voters approved almost $400 million in education bonds to build the pool and 7 other school projects located primarily in the state's rail belt. For Stedman, the Mount Edgecombe pool represents equity.
The issue is broader than Mount Edgecombe Aquatic Center. That project was one of 8 in a statewide bond package. All those projects have been built. All of them this year got an increase in the budget. Their funds are roughly $5.5 million this year, $5.5 million of which the Aquatic Center got zero.
Few things generate a heated response from the typically calm senator than the suggestion that the $26 million center is pork for Sitka. Stedman believes that the pool also represents a promise between the state's voters and its children.
We in the community hopefully will be able to use it and pay the fiddler over there to help reduce the subsidy, along with the Coast Guard and search and the troopers. But you look at the student base at Mount Edgecombe High School, there's a large percentage of them that come from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. They have the highest drowning rate, not only in the state, in the nation. The young Alaskans that come from that region and the region further north have very few opportunities to learn how to swim. And when you look at, take that into account, with the highest drowning rate anywhere in the nation, I don't see how you could, with a straight face, tell those kids that even though the public, the state of Alaska, the citizens went to the voting booth, voted to build it and operate it, that you're not going to fund it. That pool is not going to get sold. It's not going to get torn down, and it's not going to get pulled off the beach by a tugboat and floated somewhere. It's not going anywhere. And if we can't come to a resolution with this governor, We'll come to a resolution with the next governor.
Governor Dunleavy last spring vetoed the pool's receipt authority, its ability to charge entry fees, effectively shutting it down. He's put it back in his new budget, but Stedman says the real conversation is going to be about the $400,000 to $500,000 needed to operate the pool. And we're going to have that discussion in committee with the lights on and the TV cameras rolling, he says. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.